Voices of Wisdom Bible Church, the church of a distinguished generation.
Economic issues are not handled with just prayer alone. Prayer action will give back to the step to be taken, but after the prayer, whereby you have received divine instruction on what to do, you need deliberate action. Deliberate action. Then, after God has enabled you to succeed, you don't say, now that I have gotten what I wanted from God, and you bolt out of God. No. Prayer cover is also required to secure the prosperity. And so we are going to continue from that last week's study today. And of course, you need to recollect that this study did not just start last week. We kickstarted it 2 Sundays ago by taking a quick survey of Genesis chapter 1 to 4, from where we reached the following conclusion, which I'm going to expand on this morning. Number one is that the spiritual authority that God gave to man at his creation over other elements of nature was not intended to be deployed to order or command other elements of nature around to put food on man's table without man obeying the rule of work. You want me to come again? Okay. Now, at creation, God gave man authority. He gave man dominion. I think you are well aware of that. Genesis chapter 1, 26, 27, 28. So, he gave man dominion. Now, one of the things that man cannot do with that authority, with that power, okay, is to be playing magic with it, okay, and command food to just be on our table without man cultivating the ground. Are we together? So, that spiritual authority given to man over other elements of nature was not intended to be deployed to order or command nature to put food on our table without we as men obeying the rule of work. So that being the case, praying without working will not be sufficient to bring man to economic prosperity. Praying without a daily means of fending for daily bread cannot bring a man to economic prosperity. So, man has responsibility is the reason God gave him authority. Man has responsibility is the reason God gave him authority. A lot of people think authority is a la carte. A lot of people think you just have authority for authority's sake. No, not so. Okay? You are given authority because you have responsibility. So, true spirituality, therefore, does not preclude believer from engaging in productive economic activity. Genuine spirituality, correct spirituality, true spirituality does not preclude the believers from engaging in productive economic activity. And in the course of that survey of Genesis chapter 1 to 4, God drew our attention to the absence of religion at the initial stage of man's creation. Hello? So, we found that obviously, at the initial stage when God started to deal with man, religion was absent. But we find the presence of practical, economic, and intellectual activity. So, when man was in his full, untainted state of true or absolute spirituality, he did not start with religion. He started with obedience to God's command to be in charge, to exercise dominion, to exercise authority, to accept responsibility for the care of the garden. Are we together? So, at that stage, the spirituality of man was solely based on doing what God commanded. Hello? So, at that initial stage of creation, the spirituality of man was solely based on what God commanded. It wasn't religion. So, therefore, being super spiritual will not exempt any man from obeying the rule of work to it. You know, eventually the Apostle Paul came and said, whosoever does not work should not what? Should not eat. So, one may therefore be tempted to think that walking before you eat is part of God's judgment. No. Keeping the garden and dressing the garden came before Genesis chapter 3, where man fell. Are we together? So, to work for your bread is not a curse. Hello? To work for your bread is not what? It's not a curse. Man, in his absolute, untainted spirituality, ever before he fell, was still asked to work. So, you cannot therefore become so spiritual to the level whereby God will give you the authority that will make you to order nature around to just put bread on your table without you deserving it by the reason of your diligence. So, responsible men eat from what they work for to live. So, to live, responsible men eat from what they work for. It is only irresponsible people that live to merely eat. It's only irresponsible men that will not work for what they eat. Are we together? So, in that sequence that we studied in Genesis chapter 1 to 4, one other thing that came out very clearly is that economic activities preceded religious activities. Religion only came into the picture when man started doing what he thought would help him to make up to God after the fall. Are we following me? You are looking disconnected. Are you connected? You are not connected. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are just returning from Lagos, so come back to Ilori. Glory to God. Now, at creation, God gave man authority. And the reason he gave man that authority is because man has responsibility. And then we started to examine from Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis chapter 4. And we discovered that the use of that authority was not originally for religious purpose. It We saw two practical examples. I'm going to point those verses again to us in Genesis chapter 2. Of first, economic responsibility, and secondly, intellectual responsibility. Chapter 2, verse 15. He gave them a garden to tend. Or he gave man a garden to tend. In verse 19, okay, he asked man to name all the animals. Praise the name of the Lord. So man, in his absolute authentic spirituality, in the likeness of God, he did not need religion. Are we together? Because he was already created in the image of God. So the effort of man to make it back to God after the fall was the first place we saw a reflection of what is known and called religion. Are we together? But why man in his true spirituality, okay, God was not demanding religion from him. God was giving him responsibility to dress the garden. God was giving him responsibility to name the animals. Are we together? So the first time we now saw religion coming into the picture was when man started to do what he thought will help him to make up back to God after the fall. So after man has disobeyed God and he fell out of favor with God, that was the first place, okay, we started to notice the issue of religion coming into the picture. So from there, we were able to deduce or to view religion as doing what man invented as a result of his failure in what God commanded or demanded. So the commandment of God is eat out of this, don't eat out of that. Man disobeyed. He fell. Are we together? Now, it was after that now, he now started to make his own self effort. He started to generate initiatives. And that was why he went and cut leaf and covered himself. Otherwise, before that time, in his true spirituality, the glory of God covered him. It's the reason we found in Romans, for all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. So the standards with which man was created to be in the image of God has been tampered with. And man was conscious of it. Man noticed it. And he now wanted to make up back to God. Okay? Rather than receive instruction from God on what to do, he started to generate his own idea of making it back to God. So, religion, therefore, is what man invented as a result of his failure in what God commanded or demanded of him. So, we saw religion first when man fell and was no more in his full and original state of true spirituality. Now, the point we are trying to make is that no matter how spiritually minded you become, no matter the height you grow, okay, to attain in the things of the spirit, one thing that God, or one liberty that God will not give you, is that he will not give you the liberty that exclude you from working for your bread. Are we together? Somebody will say, what about those in ministry? Ministry is hard work. For those who are really doing ministry the way they ought to do it. Are we together? So, we now saw man making apron for himself in chapter 3. So, the making of apron, okay, was not an act of worship. It was a religious act of making up to God. Are we together? It was not an act of worship. He was looking for what to use to cover what has gone wrong. Then, after the making of apron, which God actually said, no, that's not the best way to do it. God now went ahead, take an animal, slaughter the animal, and take the hide of the animal and use it to cover man. The next time we saw religion was when Cain and Abel now made sacrifice to God, and God accepted one and not accept the other. Even that, we can conclude that it was their own invention. It was on their own self-volition. You will not find any place where it is written, and God called unto Cain, and then called Abel afterward, and said unto me, my children, go and offer me sacrifice. No. So, to think that they initiated it without God instructing them appear more probable. There may be other school of theological opinion. Are we together? But the one that I consider most probable is that they initiated it. Are we together? Because their father and mother, their effort to use apron to cover up did not work. So they were looking for a super religion, a better religion, a better approach. Hallelujah. So, I think they probably conceived that idea from the story told to them by their parents on how God killed animals to get the skin he used to cover their nakedness. But they never realized that that was a shadow of how Jesus will come and shed his blood to put his garment of righteousness on us. Are we together? So what God did in the Garden of Eden, kill that animal, okay? God was not saying this is how it's going to be forever. God was using that as a shadow of how Jesus will come. He will die on the cross of Calvary, and his imputed righteousness will be used to cover our iniquity. But even then, in that their religious efforts, which one got right and the other one didn't get it right? You know, Cain didn't get it right. Praise the name of the Lord. Even the temporary one was not accepted from Cain. That of Abel was accepted. Even that, okay, you will still discover that the rule of work, economic productivity, was not exempted. Because from where did Cain, okay, get the produce, the farm produce he brought? Answer me, church. From his labor. The animal that Abel used, where did it come from? Hello? Now, you will serve God well if you also do well in your field. Are we together? You will serve God more productively if you also do well in your field. So, neither spirituality or religion, whichever you are taken to, will not exempt you from that principle of work to eat, work to prosper. May you prosper by the work of your hand in the name of Jesus. So, what even Cain and Abel brought as sacrifices were the proceeds of their economic activities. So, the crop farmer brought farm produce. The animal farmer brought animal. So, like I keep on saying, not until we get to chapter 3 where man fell, we didn't see anything that looked like religion. But the issue of economic activity and intellectual activity, we can lay our finger on verses of the scripture, okay, that gave man the instruction to engage in them. Genesis 2:15 and Genesis 2:19. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to do what? And to keep it. Then verse 19. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. So God made Abraham to think. He made Abraham to generate the name. That's intellectual activity. So from this, we concluded, as we took that survey, that God's promise of wealth, God's promise of economic prosperity, is primarily tied to man's obedience to God's rule of work. So I come again. God's promise of wealth, God's promise of economic prosperity, that you will prosper, is primarily tied to man's obedience to God's rule of work. So to prosper, one thing you must do among other things is that you must obey God's rule that says you should work. So genuine spirituality will not condone indolence. Indolence either of the mind or of the muscle. Genuine spirituality will not allow you to be lazy. Verse 27 to 31 of Genesis 1. To further buttress that statement that God gave man authority because man has obligation. God gave man authority because man has responsibility. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. Bless them for what reason? And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. And replenish the earth. And subdue it. These are responsibility. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit, in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the 6 days. Now, all these are wonderful promises. Are we together? However, to make all these promises realizable, in chapter 2, God gave Adam a garden to keep and to dress. Are we together? So, chapter 1 looked like as if everything will just come cheap, and man will not do anything. But after God has said all of those wonderful things as blessings unto them, with authority unto them, the next thing we find in chapter 2 was that he gave man the responsibility to keep and to dress the garden. Shall I pray for you? May the Lord give you your own garden. Amen. I say, may the Lord give you your own garden. Amen. And may he empower you to farm your garden. And may the garden you farm become productive in the name of Jesus. So the Lord will give you your own garden that will put food on your table, that will bring you to economic prosperity in the name of Jesus. Can you rise and pray that prayer for yourself? As many of you that are trusting the Lord, you are trusting the Lord for a work that you will lay your hand on, that will feed you, that will answer your purpose in life, that will give realization to your dream. Say, Father, give me my own garden. Oya gbadura si Oluwa, give me my own garden. May the Lord give you your own garden, the garden that will put food on your table, the garden that will bring you to economic prosperity. Ask the Lord for your own garden. Ask the Lord for your own garden. Say, Father, give me my own garden. The garden that I will dress, the garden that I will keep, the garden that will give me food, the garden that will bring me to wealth and prominence. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You see, economic prosperity has two sides. The spirituality side is the prayer side. Hello? Then there's the productivity side. The productivity side is to have a garden that you walk. Say, Father, give me my own garden. We are praying in the name of Jesus. Lord, give me my own garden. And cause my garden to be fertile. Cause my garden to be productive. Give me the wisdom to farm my garden. Thank you, Lord, for answer prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Okay, let's see if we can do a few more minutes before we round up today. So, wealth, if you like, call it economic prosperity, is therefore a practical work affair, not a religious ritual affair. Is somebody listening to me? Wealth, economic prosperity, is a practical work affair. It's not a religious ritual affair. All this idea of raise your money, miracle alert, is a scam. Am I talking to somebody? Wealth, economic prosperity is a practical work affair. It's not a religious ritual affair. If Adam had refused to keep and dress the garden, weed will compete and suffocate the choice tree that God planted in the garden. Are we together? You see, true, nature has its root in spirituality because it derives existence from God. And that's why we said that economic prosperity is a product of divine providence. But it is not an isolated issue of prayer and prophecy alone without work. Without man taking charge, without man exercising dominion, without man manipulating elements of nature to create wealth. So man is not therefore expected to relate with nature as religious deity. Hello? You are not supposed to relate with nature as religious deities, but as resources for living the good life. Nature is your resources to live what? The good life. So there's a clear difference between worshiping God as a spiritual exercise and being merely religious. In worship, obedience is commanded. In worship, it's not about innovation. God was simply saying to them, this is what you ought to do, and they were doing it, Adam and Eve in the garden. It was after the fall, they started to initiate what to do. So, in worship, obedience is commanded. Innovation is not allowed. Otherwise, it becomes mere religion. But in business, innovation is allowed. Are we together? In business, what do I say is allowed? Innovation. So, let no prophet tell you that as soon as you get to the exam hall, okay, just turn your biro upside down and be using the bottom of the biro to write, and then you will... No. So, Adam was asked by God to exercise innovation, to use his intellect, to task his mental power to name the animals. So, you may not make much economic progress if you suspend your brain and you subject everything to spirituality. Hello? You may not make much economic progress, not even academic progress, if you suspend your brain and you subject everything to spirituality. May the Lord give you the heart of obedience. The heart of obedience to walk with God in spirit and truth in Jesus' name. Now, the Bible did mention that they that worship God will worship God in spirit and in truth. In truth means knowledge of reality, knowledge of the principles that governs life. Hello. So you can't divorce the principle that governs life, okay, from the miracle you will receive from God, because God will not violate his principle to give you miracle. And one of his principles is that if you want to eat, you must walk. Are we together, church? So I pray for you again. May the Lord give you the heart of obedience to walk with God in spirit and in truth, in the name of Jesus. And this is the reason I'm laboring to put the principles in your hand so that the miracle can be so easy for you to access. Hello? When you are dying, before you can access miracle, okay, it is because you don't know the principles. I pray again for you as I draw the curtain. May the Lord, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, baptize you with the spirit of wisdom. Amen. And with creative intelligence. Amen. To excel in your business. Amen. May you have your garden. Amen. May that garden you have give you prosperity. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Let's meet again next Sunday.
We believe you'll be blessed by the ministry of this message. You will do well to be the doer of all you've heard. For further inquiry and spiritual help, contact this number 080-3568-5882 or worship with us at Oasis of Wisdom Bible Church, adjacent University of Ilorin Teaching Hospital, Okeosi, Ilorin. God bless you.